For those who don't know it by yet, and for our guests, a couple weeks ago we started this series on the Beatitudes, which you can find in Matthew chapter 5. And tonight we are already at the third Beatitude, which you can find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. So far we talked about blessed are the poor in spirit. Last week we heard about blessed are those who mourn. And tonight I have the privilege and the honor to speak about a subject, about a topic, which in my opinion it's not that easy to speak about it. I will speak about gentleness, about meekness. Yes, you heard right. Tonight we will speak about meekness. I know the world in which we live in these times, but still, tonight we will speak about meekness, brothers and sisters. It's even hard for the youngest. I mean, if I walk now to my little one, to Emily, she's 3 years old, and I tell her, hey, be gentle to this kid, she smiles at me, turns around, and does her thing, you know? So why do I think that this subject, it's not that easy to talk about? And for sure, it's a topic which is not easy to accept. I think it's because this word of gentleness, meekness, oftentimes it's misunderstood. I think most of the people, they associate this word with being weak, being helpless. Some would even consider you that you are timid, shy, maybe fearful. And then after all that, of course, the question of some is justified. How can I be gentle in such a bad, in such a brutal world? How can I be gentle in a world where injustice is in power? How can I be gentle in a world where there is deception and misery? Well, and after all this question, I came to a conclusion. I came to a conclusion that gentleness, that being gentle, is one of the biggest and most important characteristics of a child of God. It's the greatest virtue through which we can actually prove that we are children of God, and that we actually carry the character and the image of Jesus Christ within us. We carry the character of the one who said in Matthew 11:29, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. In fact, God created us after his own image. And here we can say God created us after his own image and after his own gentleness. Because that's how he is. God is gentle. And why do I believe that God is gentle? Because we just read it. Jesus said, for I am gentle and humble in heart. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. And because he and the Father is one, that means that God is also gentle. What else tells us that God is gentle? Do you remember when God revealed himself to Elijah? There was this big storm. God was not in the storm. Then there was this earthquake, right? God was also not in the earthquake. The fire, brothers and sisters, God was not in the fire. And then suddenly a sound of a gentle blowing. And if you want, you can read this story in 1 Kings chapter 19, 11 to 12. So that tells me that God is gentle. That tells me that Jesus is gentle, and that tells me that the Holy Spirit is gentle. And why? Because they are one. And because they are one, they have the same essence. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit is gentle because he produces this fruit of gentleness in everybody who who is filled with the Holy Spirit. And we find this characteristic of a child of God in that list of the fruits that the Holy Spirit produces in Galatians 5:23. And one of these fruits that the Holy Spirit produces is gentleness. And that's where I wanted to get tonight. So I think very often we interpret gentleness in a completely wrong way. And sometimes I even have the feeling that we don't want to even be gentle. We don't even want to try to be gentle. And you know why? Because we don't feel able that we can do that. We feel powerless to manifest this gentleness around us. Now, don't be scared, but it's exactly like that. This is how it is. We could never be gentle from ourselves, yeah? We could never, ever produce this state of gentleness by our own power, by our own knowledge, no matter how hard you try, because the Holy Spirit produces this fruit of gentleness. And the Holy Spirit produces these fruits of gentleness in all of us tonight. Amen? Amen? Now, one more time, and I know I repeat myself here, but I really want to make sure that you understand this. So, to be gentle, to be meek or humble, to be kind, all of that does not mean at all that somebody is weak. No, I really believe that if somebody is gentle, if you see a meek person, I really believe that this person actually is strong, is powerful, is balanced, fearless. This person puts all his trust in God. Weakness means that you are a weak person, right? It means that maybe you are in a situation and you want to take action about something, right? But you cannot do it because you are not able to, because you are weak. And gentleness means exactly the opposite. Maybe you are in the exact same situation. You could take actions about it, but you decide not to, because you decide to put all your faith in God and to trust in God, and you know that He will take care of you. And to be a gentle person in these days, brothers and sisters, that makes you to a special and different person, especially in this time, in these days we're living in. And God placed us into this world to make a difference, to be different than other people. You know, because the world we live in is dominated by violence, by hate, by aggressivity. And the Church of God has to be dominated by the Holy Spirit, who produces all these fruits in all of His children: joy, peace, patience, but also gentleness. Blessed are the gentle. We all want to be gentle, right? We all want to be blessed, right? But we don't always manage to be gentle, to be meek. And what really makes me happy today is that today is the day of the Pentecost. Today is the day when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit like He promised in John 16, verse 7. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit produces in all of us this fruit of gentleness. Amen? On Pentecost, we read in Acts 2, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them. What tells us that? Well, this tells us that the Holy Spirit is for all of us here. It's not only for the pastors, for evangelists, for the prophets. No, the Holy Spirit is for all of us, for everyone. And I really believe that on that day, when these people were filled with the Holy Spirit, that they became gentle, like Jesus. Best example, Apostle Peter. How was he before? Well, he denied Jesus. He cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, right? And now, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, full of authority, by his word, thousands of people found to Jesus, the sick were healed, even the dead rose. However, all this happened characterized by this virtue of gentleness. And now I want to read an exhortation from this apostle, worthy of consideration in our tonight's topic. So I read 1 Peter 3:3-4. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Do you hear that? A gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Now let's look together. Why does God value the meek so much? Why is it so precious to God to have a gentle spirit? Why is Jesus calling them blessed are the meek? Why does Jesus want us to be gentle? Where and when does he want us to be gentle? Well, first of all, I think we need this gentleness in our homes, in our families. It doesn't make any sense to me. If you come here at church, you know, you are gentle with your words, with your behavior, and the moment you walk outside this door, you are not a father, not a husband, you are more like a boss at home, you know? I think in our homes, in our families, we need the most, that's the place where we need the most, this gentleness, because we have to raise our children with kindness accompanied by love. We have to raise them with patience accompanied by gentleness. So Lord, help us tonight to be gentle and humble in our hearts like you are. Amen? Then, secondly, we need this gentleness also here in our church to each other. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4, in the first two verses, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. The Bible tells us we have to love one each other. Actually, that's what Jesus commanded us to do. And he also says that we have to allow one another gently. Blessed are the gentle. One more very interesting thing what the apostle wrote, and that's something very interesting for our church because it fits our situation pretty good, and we really have to work on this really hard. Open up your Bibles to Galatians 6, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you are not tempted as well. This is the correct and biblical behavior for our church, brothers and sisters. A kind and quiet spirit. A spirit of gentleness. You saw somebody that fell? Pick him up with a gentle spirit. You saw your brother that fell? Your sister? Pick them up, help her up with a gentle spirit. I don't know, what is it so hard to understand? Is it rocket science or something? If somebody fell, pick him up with a gentle spirit, brothers and sisters. Don't talk them bad. Don't gossip about them. Don't make your own little groups and try to tear them down. Instead, pick them up with a gentle spirit and Don't get tired to show your love, your kindness, and never get tired to show forgiveness, because great will be your reward. Amen. So Lord, help us one more time to be gentle and humble in our hearts. And the third thing that I want to point out here is we need this gentleness not only here in our church, we need it also outside of this church, in the society we live in. Because this characteristic of gentleness will make us special people, yeah? Listen what else the Word of God tells us about this virtue of gentleness. Philippians 4, verse 5. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. We have to make our gentle spirit known to all people. Brothers and sisters, our gentle spirit, not our nerves, not our impatience, our gentle spirit. Because gentleness has absolutely nothing to do with weakness. Gentleness is high self-control by the Holy Spirit. Listen to 2 Timothy 2:24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Did you hear that? A servant of the Lord must be kind to everyone. What does that mean now? To everyone. Who is everyone? Well, let's see what Jesus says here in our main text in Matthew 5. But now let's read the verses 43 to 48. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, did you hear that? I don't know. As more I read, it gets harder and harder, right? Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And much more than that. Be good to those who are maybe not so good to you. Bless those who speak bad about you. Bless them. Bless those who gossip you know? And why? Because that means gentleness, brothers and sisters. I mean, didn't Jesus do it that way? When he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. He was meek like a lamb. He did not even open his mouth. And we have to be like him more and more every day, gentle and humble in our hearts, in our relationship with all the people around us. I want to read one more suggestive verse, Titus 3, 1 and 2. Remind them to be a subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to slander no one, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing every consideration for all people. And if you want, let's read one more thing that Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12, 17 to 21. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord instead. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. So all these verses that I read here and many, many other more, they urges us and teaches us that we have to be gentle with our hearts. We have to be gentle in our homes, in our families. We have to be gentle here at church, and we have to be gentle in the society we live. And I say it one more time, Lord, help us to be gentle and humble in our hearts like you are. And the third thing, and I want to find slowly to an end. Let's look now at the second part of our verse, Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Today we see that wickedness, hate, injustice rule this world, right? But the Bible tells us that there will be a time where all these things, they will be no more. They won't exist no more. Because there will be a time where only peace, kindness, and gentleness will reign. In Isaiah 65, 25, the prophet tells us here, the wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat hay like a cow, but the snake will eat dust. In those days, no one will be hurt or destroyed on my holy mountain. I, the Lord, have spoken. So it will be an earth where there will be no more hate, no more evil, but only peace and joy. And the meek, they will inherit the earth. And the meek, they will reign with the one who is meek and humble and gentle in heart. And I want to end my message tonight with reading one last passage. And please take these words with you tonight. Think about it on your way home, tomorrow, at work, at school. Apostle Peter, he wrote in his second letter in chapter 3, beginning with verse 10 to 14. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and tearing it along. On that day, he will set heavens on fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and the new earth he has promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. So, brothers and sisters, let's make every effort so when Jesus will return one day, he will find you and he will find me living a peaceful life with a gentle heart. Amen? Amen. God bless you.